right now, I'm working on a series of short films done in chapters, all focusing on different young women talking about their experiences, their first sexual experiences. If I told you I was yours, you'd probably label me a boy. And the concept sort of came from the idea of the virginity myth and the female virginity standard and sort of the insecurities and like dissatisfaction that I was hearing from a lot of women my age surrounding those experiences. Coming to realize that maybe it wasn't a real thing when it has, I think, been depicted as this like really pivotal point or this milestone. Each chapter, each short film focuses on a different woman telling her story. And this is her interpretation of like what her first time having sex was. You're an angel and I'm blessed, so I am trying to do my best. Right now I'm working on three less conventional first time having sex stories. And so it's my friend who is gay and had sex with a woman, and another girl who was assaulted, and another girl who had a very like traditional sexual experience with her first boyfriend but didn't really feel intimately connected with him in that way, and like found more connection and more intimacy, you know, through other things that they shared. So that's all of the audio, and then I'm shooting completely non-narrative footage of bedrooms and bathrooms and sort of shadows on the wall and things that can be sort of interpreted by the viewer. It felt very like pertinent and relevant in my life because it was actually one conversation with one of my best friends from high school that I had last summer, where she was kind of dealing with the fact that she, sort of just coming to terms with the fact that she had been assaulted. And it was sort of this, I think, really important conversation for her as well, because just talking through it, she sort of started to realize that, oh, that like wasn't her first time having sex. Her first time having sex was with her like serious boyfriend once she got to college. After that, I think I started seeing the topic come out in a lot of different places. And then once I started talking to people about it as an idea and seeking people out, participants got excited about it, and they seemed to be really invested in the idea and like on board, which was exciting, because I think that, or I hope that, you know, that signifies the whole like relatability factor when it comes to people who will potentially view the project. So I wanted to like start at home with something that I know about and that I see. I struggled a lot, and I think I still am, but I think how to portray my subjects in a way that was really honest and intimate, but not invasive, because it is such a personal topic and can make people really uncomfortable. It was a really tough line to figure out, sort of between how can we be like vulnerable in a way that is, yeah, true and accurate and whatever, and not, you know, cross over and sort of betray people and their anonymity and things like that. And so when I started the project, I was using like video interviews with people, and that just didn't really work. And it was hard because that was so much of what the project was in the beginning. It was hard to let go of that and just completely cut that. But ultimately, that's what I did. And I think that since sort of losing that like really traditional interview documentary style, I have gotten the chance to be more creative in the process and leave more room for interpretation and like protect people's anonymity and be more revealing through audio. I'm still trying to figure out how I can be visually interesting when I'm just shooting like someone's, you know, a bunch of objects on someone's bedroom desk. And I know our past is tainted, it's a shame now, baby. I think that there is a conversation being had about virginity, but it's one really narrow, like traditional heteronormative conversation, and it doesn't give anyone the room to sort of define their own sexual narratives, which is the point of what I'm doing, like giving people that power, or that would be my like goal or my like thesis statement. Yeah, and so I think that if the conversation is just being had, or like girls, and I mean this is for males too, I don't mean to make it sound like it's just for women, I just think that there is a certain standard of virginity that's like placed upon females in America and not males. But just, yeah, if people start realizing like, oh, this is something that, yeah, is being talked about and is being felt by other people, I think that it's less alienating than the traditional concept of like the perfect way you lose your virginity. Formatting it in chapters, I think, gives it the potential to like never really be finished, and I sort of like that idea that this could be an ongoing project. But that being said, I do want to have like a solid product a couple months down the road. Ultimately, I would like to share that with people, because I think that if I had heard someone like talking about this when I was, whatever, 16, I think that it would have really affected the way that I view like sex and my sexual relationships. And I never had that. I had like a very straightforward public school education, and like I went to, you know, Catholic school and whatever. I mean, I have a little sister who's 14 years old, and she hates when I talk to her about this stuff, but like that's like her and her friends, that's who I want to, I don't know, see this. My ultimate goal would be to make those connections, and I think I just have to figure out sort of how to bridge the gap between like being here in like a pretty insular community at Skidmore and putting this out into the world.